Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
Freak Show, Wild 94.1 Bay's Party Station. If you haven't heard about the boat accident that happened on Saturday where the lightning bolt hit, you know, you got to check out the story. It's online at wild941.com. We want to thank Hannah Frank for coming on the air and just sharing that with us, because I'm getting pictures from people who are sending photos of Saturday's lightning strikes.
Yeah.
And it's insane how many people got this stuff on film, but you didn't catch it while it was striking your vehicle, while it was 100 miles outside of Clearwater Beach. So
yeah.
That's insane.
If you missed it, we're going to podcast that after the show. So if you missed the interview and everything she talked about, it'll be up at wild941.com.
When you were out yesterday, Davi and I were sitting here looking at this sex strike thing.
Oh.
And we were like, we have to mention this with Meredith, because, I mean, first of all, if there's any silver lining of all of this craziness with the Roe thing that has been going on with the Supreme Court, it's that when we were in the room and we were like, how are we going to sit up there and have a conversation about, and we didn't want to say the A word because it just feels bad.
It's a tough one to have.
And then we realized that everything in front of us was about reproductive rights. I'm like, okay, so I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that sounds a lot better than arguing for, you know, the aborting of anything. But they're calling, pro-choice supporters are calling and threatening to deny men sexual favors, calling for a nationwide sex strike as hundreds of thousands of people continue to protest the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe versus Wade. So basically, they're saying, if we can't make the decision for our body on these type of situations, not your married people or whatever, but maybe the single daters out there, but the pro-choice supporters are pushing this to say, for the result that they need, everybody needs to shut down. Now this is affecting everybody.
Okay.
And it already affected everybody who has a woman in their life. But this just makes it like, okay.
Now we're trying they are trying to affect you guys at the same time, because they're not taking away vasectomies. They're not taking away anything that you guys can control.
Well,
but it's
always
against the woman.
I heard that is still on the table as well. How they were saying how
birth controls
and plan Bs and things. I heard that vasectomies could possibly be in that same umbrella.
In the conversation we had at dinner the other day, somebody pointed it out to me in a really strange way that I got. They said that the rights that have been given to people in a litigious matter, like, you know, in the legislative branch, have been, you know, LGBTQ plus community, women getting the right to vote, black people getting civil rights to be able to join at the polls and vote. There's always been some, you know, people who are developmentally handicapped have had bills that have been created to give them more equality. There have been so many people who have had their rights given and shifted, or had to be gifted rights, but one major group. And that one major group is white men. White men have never had to ask for a right.
It was just given.
They've had all the rights. Every other group has had to try and get some sort of equality or some sort of chess match to move. So to see rights coming away from folks is a little bit more jarring, because they feel like these are equalizers.
Mm-hmm.
These are things that people, you know, so when you think about it that way, it's like, wow, it's like the people who have had to ask for stuff are now getting to lose stuff. Like with ladies just making sure that they have their privacy and their ability to control their own
bodies. Yeah. Well, it is interesting as well that the way that they're trying to affect or get back at guys is by taking away sex, or trying to get it overturned.
And Roe versus Wade is something that you've heard people talk about, and about it possibly getting repealed for what I feel like is for decades.
Mm-hmm.
So when this actually happened, it was jarring. I never thought that we would get to that point. It just felt like something that was just kind of dangled over everybody's head in the election, just like a hot button issue, and that it would go away. And then that it actually went through was shocking to me.
It's still shocking.
It is. And I mean, and the fact that this could be kind of a pendulum to swing on other rights that, you know, might be seen as not in line with the Supreme Court's beliefs.
Right.
Because now they're going to look at, you just mentioned birth control options. Now they're going to look at, you know, there's a possibility that can tear down to same-sex marriages, things that are not believed in, which honestly, the part that I don't understand and that I've been trying to get is the separation of church and state has always been a thing.
Yes.
Is that not a thing anymore? Like, is it because, does that happen because now we got new justices that they don't mind a little bit more church and state closer together? Because it feels like people are quoting, like I saw somebody saying that they're like, I'm not a Christian, but I don't mind Christians making their decisions. But why are you reading the Bible telling me what to do with my body? They mm-hmm. were, and I was kind of understanding that because it fell within that church and state thing where you kept things separate.
Well, yeah, I think the push now or the understanding is trying to see if you can pray before a football game. Example.
But I mean, just as far as people quoting, as far as the reproductive rights conversation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Women who are not necessarily in the way of reading the Bible are like, why is it that my body is subject to what you believe?
Your religious views. Which has nothing to do with me.
Right.
Like, I respect you.
Whoopi Goldberg
said
it yesterday. She's like, that's not my religion. Why is it that you can succumb to that and say, hey, I don't believe in that because of my faith, but why is it my faith has to go aligned?
Is questioned.
With yours. And that's what's confusing to me.
It's also one of those things that, like, the crowd of the, I don't follow politics and, like, you know, I stay out of it. Eventually, at some point in your life, there'll be an issue that directly affects you. And then you really see the importance of elections from the top to local, even elections.
Mm-hmm. This is a hotbed topic, and people have been sending us messaging on it. And it's like, you know, I wanted to make sure Meredith was back, because Davi and I having this conversation is insane. But there are people out there, I guess the Google search on how to move from Canada to the U.S. has spiked 850%. An hour after the Supreme Court decision was
announced. How to move from Canada to the U.S.?
How to move from the U.S. to Canada.
Oh, okay.
How to move to Canada from the U.S.
And I'm seeing people are renouncing their citizenship.
Yeah, I mean, until you move, I don't think that really means.
Yeah. I mean, a couple of artists have gone up on stage and said that they're...
Like, how to become a Canadian citizen spiked 550%. At the same time. So I don't think all of these people are leaving. I think that's a go-to for a lot of folks, but it has people up in arms. So, you know, we don't mind having the hard conversations because we have people out here.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Don't mind having him with us.
Yeah.
So. We'll take some of your calls and texts. We see them already firing up. 888-429-0941. Freak Show, we're talking about the Roe issues and the fallout of it. We get calls and texts coming in. 888-429-0941. There was a survey that found most voters believe that corporations shouldn't be weighing in on this on behalf of their workers. They like leave it to folks that are in their voting records. Some companies didn't listen. Netflix says that their health plan now includes a $10,000 per service for each employee that basically like is a reimbursement for your travel should you have to travel to get this done. Lyft, Dick's Sporting Goods, JP Morgan Chase, Starbucks are all giving assistance to their employees to combat this change in legislation. So it's affecting much more than you would think because there's a line in the sand now, so to speak. We got Kim on the phone right now. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm confused, but I'm good.
Confused? Why?
Why? Just, I mean, just everything that I knew about government and the way that it was, that we are governed is just being questioned now. I guess that's why.
I mean, I can understand that. My thoughts on the whole subject are, even using the Bible as what, you know, if they're using that as rule of thumb, like you say, Christians are making these decisions, God has given us free will. He has always given us the right to choose. And the fact that they are removing someone's right to make a decision is where this subject hits home for me. Just to have the ability to do it doesn't mean people are going to do it. Mm. I mean, it's you just have the option. There aren't any more people that are going to not exercise their reproductive rights since we're being PC that have already chosen to do it. It's just having the right to choose. And now they're trying to infringe on other civil liberties, such as birth control. Who tells you that, who gives you the power to tell me that I don't at least have the option to use contraceptives or use birth control?
Right.
That's insane to me.
That's what I'm saying. Now you see where my confusion is. That's what I mean. Like, everything that I thought was, like, not on the table is, like, on the table. I was like, where did that even come from? Like, what did contraceptive do?
Yeah.
I mean, essentially, in my mind, they're trying to play God by removing even the choice. Mm. They're putting themselves above him by removing the option. He has always given us a choice.
Right. I mean, absolutely. I understand that, and I appreciate that.
I think they are blurring the lines. They're blurring the lines between church and state, absolutely.
It does feel that way. It does feel like that somebody else is calling the shots. I don't know. It just doesn't feel like it's happening in those halls. Mm-hmm. It's a little bigger than that. So I do appreciate it, Kim. I was talking to a few people about it, and just the fact that it's going to, like they said, it's going to still happen, but it takes away a lot of the safety for folks.
Oh, absolutely does, 100%.
You know, like, because now it's not as regulated. Now it's not, you know, I mean, now, of course, locally, we still have 15 weeks that the decision could be made, and that's on the table as well. But just as far as, again, rights that have been achieved, it's like, man, what else? I know everything could be changed with amendment, and I know how the legislation works, but I'm saying it just didn't feel like these things were up for discussion, like you said, even though they were mentioned. It's like, but reality, do you really think they're going to take away? Right? Like, what if they just decided to say, hey, ladies, we don't want y'all voting anymore?
Yeah.
Because that was something that was, you know, given by amendment, and we're going to take that back.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, that would be absurd, but this isn't,
but
right?
But that's what I'm saying. These things feel absurd.
Mm-hmm. Out of the 732, hi, freaks. I was raised Catholic, and I am still a practicing Catholic. I'm appalled that Roe versus Wade was overturned. My religion and beliefs are mine and incredibly personal. I would never push that on anybody else. How anybody else wants or needs to live their life is their own personal business.
We got another text out the 727. It says, not only does this affect women's rights, reproductive rights, but it also affects women who can't bear children naturally and who need intervention with IVF treatments, because IVF doctors won't be able to create the embryos and test the viability of those embryos.
Huge issue.
No, I mean, another problem. That's a big thriving thing right now, too, with people who can't have children.
I also read that now there's like a run on Plan B pills. So a lot of places are actually limiting the amount that people can purchase, because I guess essentially they're trying to stock up and businesses are trying to buy in bulk.
Wait, so that's going to go away? Does that go away as part of this whole thing?
It's
part of that whole conversation. It might not be the exact same thing.
It's for sure. Well, no. I mean, it's part of it. I mean, if you're talking about birth control, you're not supposed to use it as birth control, but people do sometimes.
No, right. Yeah.
So why wouldn't it be in there? At least a part of the conversation.
All right. Let's see how. 813. Did you know the only reason why you can't claim an unborn child on your taxes is because the government doesn't consider them a real person
until they're born? Oh, interesting. I did not know that. Out of the 904, they need to remove the men's ability to get Viagra then, too. If you can control our body, then why can't we control yours?
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, that would affect the Supreme Court, because contraceptives, I don't think they really are using that. They're older.
Oh,
but
right.
I would think Viagra or something like that, that would touch
used.
That would give them a different perspective. So that would put it in a space where they would understand, you would think.
Yeah. It was pretty shocking to see this. I never thought that something like this would happen, you know?
Right. Yeah.
There's a lot of people saying this is why I don't vote. And I don't understand that part.
Well, I mean, this is just another reason
why I get that you
should.
Feel like people are making different rules or moving the goal line, but you still have to stay engaged, because as soon as you stop showing up to vote, then they really going. You think they're acting up now?
Yeah, the Supreme Court.
And they is the people on the other side of where you are.
The Supreme Court is selected by the president, and the president is elected by your vote. So there is a direct impact there.
Right. Yeah. This is. Let's see. I think this is. I think it's totally awesome that they got rid of Roe out of the 239 idea. However, even though I don't support it, women do deserve the right for birth control. However, I do not support aborting at all. Okay. That's out of the 239.
But really, the sex boycott thing, I don't know how that's going to affect anything, by the way.
Honestly, if it gets enough attention, I mean, I don't think you have to really play the game to get men's attention. Men are in it with you, not just as partners, but as brothers and husbands and, you know, just family members. So we don't want, you don't want my, the people said, hey, what if your daughter or what if your sister or what if, I wouldn't want any of them trying to get something done in a back alley or in some sort of shoddy little place because they have to be secretive about it. I mean, there was a vandal that just, I think in Winter Haven, that just vandalized a pregnancy assistance, whatever center.
Health center.
Planned Parenthood?
That was going, I mean, it wasn't Planned Parenthood.
Okay.
But I'm saying there's a place in Winter Haven that got vandalized this weekend because of their services. Mm. And, you know, you don't want people who you love to have to go into an alley or a back space or some sort of garage to try and get something done because they now don't have any options. And, you know, that's heartbreaking to anybody. So the sex thing, I think people will have to, I mean, you, hell, if you go out and you're dating somebody,
yeah,
you might have to rethink how you're approaching romance because this is changing the game.
Yeah.
It really is.
For sure.
You know, I don't know if anybody's going to actually move out of the country or whatever. They might just be talking and Googling, but it is something to see because this is something that we really didn't think was on the table. And that's a big time reality. So we appreciate all of the calls and messages and stuff. We'll keep answering them on text. Hold on.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.